How's everybody? It's the Reality Rap Show.
I think I'm hungry, that's the problem.
And we on Big Chris's Cafe. She's got some things to say. She's not going to rant and rave, but she do got some things to say and clear the air. So let's make this air crystal clear.
Ooh, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
I'm going to disagree with you there, AC Fire. I am going to rant. I'm going to rant. Actually, I need some Billie Holiday music right now. That's what I really feel like I need. We were sitting here having a discussion off mic, and I have been in. I don't know what my energy is today, but it has been off. And one of the reasons I know that it's off because some motherfucker keeps keying up my car, so that didn't help. But also, 85% of why I left the dating websites, in addition to meeting fish and entrepreneur niggers, was due to married men. And plenty of fish and black people meet, more so black people meet, should be changed to this is where the married men meet.
Say what?
And it's really disheartening because for true single people, true divorced people who are seeking companionship, and you meet these married men or women who's playing games, it really puts you in a mindset that you don't know what's real and what's not. And if you're married and you're on these dating websites, you're being greedy, because there are truly single and divorced and widowed men and women who are seeking companionship, possible friendship, possible love connections, that you are blocking their way all because you want to be a greedy motherfucker. And that's Crystal's Cafe note for today. If you're married, otherwise engaged, or it's motherfucking complicated, get your asses off the site.
You heard that, bitch.
Y'all need to roll out. Because it's always the married men. They want to tell you it's complicated and meet behind trash cans and shit and behind dumpsters, and they peeping and shit with damn near trench coats and sunglasses and fucking Elliot Ness hats. And I'm looking at them like, what the fuck is going on? And they're like, oh, my wife. What motherfucking wife, bitch? You on a damn dating website. Mine says divorce. You ain't say married no place, motherfucker. And it's like, oh, the last woman that you was with, she came to the, followed you and went to the girl's house to beat her ass. What? You say about my mother?
Oh, man.
Well, who the fuck you think she gonna run aboard and beat the ass up in here, and this is gonna be your big ass, cause the damn sure the fuck ain't gonna be my ass.
Big Chris's Cafe, everybody.
Ladies, do your homework.
Yeah.
Do your homework. Don't start that motherfucking I can only text you and shit because I'm watching my grandmother who's sick, or my dog is ill in the phone. No, fuck that. If he ain't got a number that you can call any motherfucking time, leave that shit the fuck alone.
Reality Rap Show at its finest. RRS.
At its truth.
At its truth.
And that's ladies and men, because there are women too that play games and are otherwise engaged. So, that was a Crystal's Cafe in the dating game. And why I'm no longer in it.